This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. The WHL's Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series are underway. We'll preview both as Portland faces Kelowna in the West for a second straight year. Brandon takes on Calgary in the East in a battle of division winners. Kelowna defenseman Josh Morrissey is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us. And the WHL has announced its award finalists for Player of the Year. Well, the Portland Winterhawks enter the WHL Western Conference Championship Series for a fifth straight year. They knocked off the Everett Silvertips in a six-game series to advance. Hawks head coach Jamie Compan appeared on KPAM Radio for Hockey Talk with Ron Callan.
Our hats are off to Everett. That was a well-played series on both sides. It could be right now 4-1 for Everett, and we could be going home. So it was a very well-played series. Some real good hockey. It was a good matchup for both teams. I thought both teams competed hard and played hard, and there weren't very many power plays or penalty kills, and it just shows you a 5-on-5 hockey, and it was exciting hockey at the same time.
The Winterhawks and Kelowna meet for a second straight year in the Western Conference Championship Series. Compan, a first-year head coach, knows what they're up against.
You've got a great team in Kelowna. All year, they've been the creme de la creme in the Western Hockey League. Them and Brandon fighting it out for the league title, and they've been in the top five in the CHL throughout the season. There's a reason why they're the number one team, and it's going to be a challenge for our hockey club, and we're ready to embrace this challenge.
As for what Kelowna does well, Compan feels it starts on the back end.
Their D are very high octane, high power. They want to get up and go. They want to support that rush. There's a reason why they were plus 127 in the league this year. They've got a lot of offensive weapons, and they don't give up much at the other end.
Portland captain Nick Pettan is playing in his fifth conference final in his WHL career. He explains how the team has been able to get back to the Final Four for a fifth straight year.
I think it's just about buying into the system. Obviously, every year we have a system that every player needs to buy into, and it's, you know, how hard you're going to play and what you're going to do to provide for the team. So I think it's good to have extremely good players on the team, but it's about the team game. And when you have a core group like that, you just kind of find a way to win every year.
Series opens with games 1 and 2 in the Okanagan.
I've always enjoyed playing in Kelowna. The great atmosphere in there, and looking at last year, we all had a good time playing in Kelowna.
The quest for the Edschanout Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
Kelowna Rockets defenseman Josh Morrissey is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, helping his team defeat Victoria in Round 2, and now a matchup with Portland. Regan Bartel has more.
One game, 5 points, 2 goals, 3 assists. This is probably the first time, I don't know, maybe since the WHL Player of the Week award has been handed out that you can win the award in one game. That's pretty impressive.
Definitely a huge honor. I mean, it was nice to come back for me and after missing a couple games and have a good night. But obviously, more important, we just wanted to get that win and not have to go back to Victoria. They were coming hard, and for us, we just wanted to end it before, you never know what can happen as you get down to game 6, game 7, so it was good for us.
Move on to the Western Conference Final, where you take on Portland, and there's a long history between Kelowna and Portland. Do you know much about it?
You know what, obviously being my first year here, I guess I haven't experienced the rivalry in the last number of seasons, but, I've definitely been keeping tabs on, the playoffs the last few years, and you really see the rivalry that they've had the last few seasons, so... I know it's alive and well for sure, and I have a couple guys on that team I've played with at World Juniors or, a couple guys drafted to Winnipeg also, and, I don't want to be seeing them in the summertime or next fall and being on the losing side of things, so I think there's a lot of emotion for guys that have been here already, and, for some of us new guys, there's always history with Portland. I mean, they've been one of the best teams in the league, if not the best, most consistent the last 4 or 5 seasons, always seeming to make the finals and, going to the Memorial Cup a couple years ago. And they've got a great program there. And obviously for us right now, it's going to be a great series and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Your D partner will play a shutdown role. Cole Martin will. What's your role? Does it change?
You know, I think it doesn't change. I just want to play the same way as I have in playoff hockey, simple, smart, moving pucks quick, not trying to do too much. And, you know, I just really have felt like my game really has started to come at the World Juniors. Got my first five games here in Kelowna. I was a little, you know, not a whole lot of chemistry. You're getting used to a new team. But like I've said before, I started to play, I thought, really well. And unfortunately, I got hurt. And coming back, you know, I wasn't sure how it was going to feel out there. But fortunately, it's felt pretty good. And I've worked hard in practice and to try to get back to where I want to be. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And for me, I just want to continue, like I said, to play my game. Obviously, they're a high-octane team with a lot of offense. And you know, it's going to come down to, I think, defense and goaltending is going to win this series. And if we can shut those guys down as defensemen, I believe in our firepower, I'll get the job done at the other end. So it's going to be a lot of fun for us.
Okay, congratulations on being named the WHL Player of the Week, and go get them in round number three.
Thanks a lot, Regan.
Okay, Josh Morrissey joining us once again, the WHL Player of the Week.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Eastern Conference Championship Series features the Central Division champion Calgary Hitmen up against the top seed and East Division champion Brandon Weed Kings. Brandon won 3 of 4 in the regular season. This is their fourth meeting in WHL playoff history. Calgary returns to the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in 3 years. Brandon Weed Kings defenseman Eric Roy is a Calgary Flames draft pick, which adds some extra intrigue to the series. Voice of the Weed Kings, Bruce Lubke, has more with the veteran defender.
Well, this is a rare opportunity for you, an opportunity to not only help this team move to the league final, but maybe impress your future employers in the process. Is that something you let creep into your mind at all as you prepare for this series?
I don't think so. You know, it's going to be a huge series here coming up against Calgary. You know, especially it's going to be nice to be playing in that barn, you know, in front of the Flames brass. But, you know, I'm trying not to think about that. You know, I'm thinking about this team. You know, we have a chance here to go to the finals and battle every night with this team, and I just got to keep working to get better.
You've done a lot during your Weed Kings career. The one thing you haven't done is play in a Western Hockey League final. How sweet would that be to kind of cap your career off with an opportunity like that?
It's a huge goal of mine. You know, it's a goal since day one that I've training camp here. You know, it'd be really special to finish my career, you know, especially in a WHL final. You know, it'd be really awesome for not only me, but my family and our teammates. You know, it'll be real special, and I just can't hope we can get there.
I think playoffs has been interesting because this team in the regular season was probably first thing that would come to a lot of fans' minds is just the ability to score a lot of goals, and yet in the playoffs it seems like strong defensive play is probably the number one thing that has allowed you to get to this point. What has been the key in the sense that you have where you're basically allowing like 2 goals against per game during the playoffs?
That's one thing we really strive on is to try to keep it 2 goals or less. You know, that's one thing Krim's been telling us each day, you know, just to try to keep it 2 goals or less. You know, us as a D-Corps, you know, we take pride in that. And, you know, it's been a lot of one-goal games in the playoffs, but you're not going to score many goals in playoffs. You know, it's hard to score goals in the playoffs, and you just got to try to keep it 2 goals or less and just try to win low-scoring games.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL has announced its finalists for Player of the Year. The Western Conference will be represented by Portland sniper Oliver Bjorkstrand. And what a year for the Dane. He scored a league-leading 63 goals and 118 points. He was also a league-best plus 60. Bjorkstrand set a franchise record with a 12-game goal streak from January through March. Bjorkstrand also recorded 36 multiple-point games, 16 multiple-goal games, and 5 hat-tricks. The Eastern Conference nominee is Brandon forward Tim McGauley. 19-year-old had a breakout season, 42 goals and 63 assists for 105 points and a plus 43. He was third in WHL scoring. He spoke with Bruce Lubke on hearing the news.
It was a little bit of a shock, I guess you could say. I mean, Krim just called me into his office and told me the news. So, yeah, it's definitely an honor and an accomplishment for sure. But and in the end, this wasn't the main goal. The goal is to win a championship, so I still have work to do.
When you look at the success that you had this year, where do you see as some of the key things that happened for you to allow you to have the success that you did?
Well, I think I just kept playing my two-way game that I've always been playing. I mean, I didn't try to change my game at all. I mean, I know there was a stretch there where on my point streak actually where I actually got away from my defensive game a little bit there, and I wasn't very happy about that. But I mean, for the most part, I've been trying to play both ends of the rink. I play defense fast, and it ultimately leads to offense, and it did. So I kept playing the same way all year long, and the defense really helped my game, I feel, and it helped me to move the puck quickly up ice, and that transferred into a lot of offense.
Hey, that's this week's show. Special thanks to KPAM Radio in Portland for their help, as well as both Regan Bartel in Kelowna and Bruce Lukey in Brandon. I'm John Keane. Enjoy the Eastern and Western Conference Championship Series.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.